the jungle whispered that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. The history of the artifactors. The origins of the modern artifactors dates back several hundred years to a shadowy organization named the Order of the Torch. This group was founded by a human named Corbin Jail, remembered by history as the man who discovered Mount Ferris. Jail is a controversial figure amongst the archivists of the artifactors. While revered as their founding father, it seems Jail was, at the least, a morally ambiguous figure whose ideals would not measure up to modern artifactor standards. By all accounts, his stated intentions were noble, but he was something of a charlatan, gathering vast investment funds from benefactors to fund expeditions which mysteriously failed. There are stories of his followers robbing and cheating riches out of people, and generally acting more like pirates and conquistadors than archaeologists. Undeniably, his finds made the organization wealthy right up to the modern day. Their headquarters of Junket, a great fortified plateau in the Agape Maze, was built in a colossally ambitious project. The location is highly inaccessible, even today, and transporting the building materials and personnel was a gigantic undertaking. The coffers of the artifactors is of legendary status, and the larger part of it was built by Corbin Jail. His questionable morality is known only to those higher up in the organization, although rumors abound both inside and outside the Order of Artifactors. It was Jail's assistant and successor, Andokari Rosa, who forged the opportunistic and lawless Order of the Torch into something akin to the modern artifactors. Rosa was a half-dverg prospector who is credited with introducing primitive versions of the modern training and initiation practices. Furthermore, Rosa forged links with scholars, engineers, and scientists to ensure the artifacts they found were put in the hands of those acting in the common good. Rosa is also the reason many connect the artifactors with the shadowy and secretive New Enlightenment, a group of civic leaders, scientists, and academics pledged to improving society through the rediscovery of lost science and technology. Since Rosa made the organization respectable, at least to some, a series of leaders have come and gone, each contributing in their own way. Their base of operations and ceremonial headquarters remains in the remote but defensible Fort Junket. However, the majority of artifactors, be they traveling or settled crews, act with a high level of personal autonomy despite officially taking their orders from Junket. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the drowned earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.